All I know is you couldn't get no better service nowhere else. Hold them keys up, young man. He came, him and his wife, smiling, had the keys to their new home. Yeah. Hallelujah. Kathy, you blew me out of here, girl. What's the matter with you? Are you all quiet? Gotcha. God, what relative are you and Gwen? Gwen is first cousin? Yeah, I saw y'all put it on. You come up here and play for her, and she's singing. Yeah, I mean, beautiful. I enjoy it. This is the way to start a new year, you know? Fine, let the old year go out and start this new year powerful singing. Powerful testimonies, wasn't it? Yeah. And now we need a powerful word. May the Holy Spirit help us. We trust the Holy Ghost. As this soul, Father, I just release abundant grace over this house. Abundance of revelation. Abundance of faith. That we go in this new year moving. In power. In love. In faith. In the Holy Ghost. Thank you. What you already have done, what you're going to do right now, and what you're going to do these next 12 months in our life. Give us a word for every month. Something to stand on. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I'll follow your leading. I'm happy to be here this morning. And I'll follow your leading. And thank you for opening up the scriptures to us. My son, in Jesus' name, my son had this Bible. He was over there, I looked at it. It got Dr. Leroy told me, all I got to do is get this junior off of that. I like that. I told him, I said, use my Bible. Might be a family. I'm going to give it back to him, but he's going to have to find me one just like it. As a matter of fact, I might keep it till he finds me one just like it. Might be a gift for me, sure. I don't know. I just took it. It was a gift?
Yeah, Christmas this year.
This year, that's right, I took it. You may be seated. I can't even see seated. You may be seated. Be seated. Two scriptures. And you're going to have to walk in this design. Would you put it down? You will have to walk in this design. The Lord will design you in scriptures for 2018. But you're going to have to walk in this, now I'll say it another way, this dimension. I'm going to say it another way. You must walk in this dominion. Right, I said design, right? I said dimension, right? And I said dominion, right? Now get this, because this is so important, because only the Christian who knows these things going to be able to handle it in 18. Okay? So I don't want you disturbing yourself, falling apart, because the scripture is on normal pattern. In other words, things are coming out just as they should come out. The Lord said it through his word. And I want you to turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter. I'm going to read one verse over there. There's some other verse I need to read, but I need to go to read a verse in Revelation. I didn't want to disturb it, so I'm going to read that one verse in Peter and the one verse in Revelation. Then we'll see where the Holy Spirit should go from there. You're going to have to live in your kingship. Amen. And you're going to have to live in your royal priesthood. You hear what I say? You're going to have to know how to live in your kingship position. You also have to know how to live in your raw priesthood position. You can't be a normal churchgoer. The time has come now that you're going to have to know your authority and your dominion as a believer. Being a church goer is not going to work in 2018. Let me give you two words before I go into scripture here. The Lord told me about this new year. Now listen to me carefully now. Write them down. Manifold wisdom. What'd I say? Now watch this next statement, because it's not normal. And you're going to have to walk in kingship and raw priesthood to be able to obtain these positions. Manifold wisdom and massive releases of mysteries. I say to you, in 2018, you'll never get bogged down. You will never get in a stuck, or you will never live in a rut. I can get a lot of amen in that, huh? Can I hear a loud amen? So everything approach you in 18, you remember the word of the Lord came to you and said, no, I can't get stuck here. Now you have to listen to the second word I'm about to give you. I want to carry you through the year. Explosive benefits. But on the other hand, exhausting breakdown. So you have brought Shekinah. You're going to have to understand this. Explosive benefits. But yet, there are going to be exhausting breakdown. Amen. For those who do not know what I'm going to share with you today. Only your kingship and your priesthood, God Almighty, going to enable you to stand strong when people are falling. You're going to be a living help to your society. You had First Peter? Huh? Chapter 2, verse 9. Oh, my God. Everything that try to give you the cringe, everything that try to tell you you derange, everything that try to tell you you're not going to make it, take them to this verse. Read it out loud. When things get dark, turn the light on. Read this verse. This is a switch. This is a switch. This verse is a switch. It turn a light on. It tell you who you are. It will come alive. To make it, I know, Lord. All right. Go up to verse 4. Holy priesthood. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Disallowed. indeed of men. But chosen of God and precious. Hey. Hey. You chosen of God. And you precious. Stand up and tell yourself that. Every time the system, Satan, and even yourself try to take you down, you need to do just what you did just now. I'm chosen of God. Say it, Layla. And I'm precious. That'll keep sin out your life. Sin come knocking, sin give you an offer. You say, what are you done to me? No. I'm chosen of God, and I'm precious. Are you listening? You may be seated. What you say? See, you got to know that to operate properly. To operate properly. See, to operate properly, the system cannot determine how you're going to come out. Look at the point next to you. Say, do you believe you're chosen of God? Do you believe you're precious? Verse 5. Ye also a lively stone. A built up a what? What else? To what? You listening? Watch this now. Wherefore also it is contained in the scriptures. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. Wonder who that is. Elect. Precious. And he that believes on him, oh my God. He that believes on him shall what? Don't let nothing confound you. I don't care how bad it look. I don't care what kind of law they pass. Don't let nothing confound you. You're going in the new year with the wisdom and the knowledge of not being confounded. Not being confused. Wave your hand at me over there. This is powerful stuff. See, he in whom you are connected to, whatever he is, that's who you are. Are you listening to me? Man, I could just read this scripture. We can go. Listen. He that believes on him shall not be confounded. What you say, I'm not going to make it. Who said that? Who said brand tumor can't take you out? Not if you're not confounded and you're properly connected. Man can take your part of the way. Woo! God can take you what? Oh, forget that. He's all the way God. He's awesome. He didn't say we wasn't going to have challenges. He said, but stick with me. Let me finish it. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this, because these people are so disrespectful in the world whole system. And this is the way, unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Keep him precious. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. He's precious. Is he precious to you? As long as you keep him precious, nothing else can prevail. Say he's precious. To me. See, don't put him on a side. He cannot be a sideline agenda. This is the best moment in our lives right here. We can sit before the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit unravel the Word of God for us, no matter what type of table you're going to set today, no matter what type of present you received yesterday. This is your most precious moment that the Lord can give me a word. Extend my life, Boyta. Let me live long and strong. Now notice who is to. Ututu kochita la manche. Amantukenele boshakata. Nola mashakata talada. Take more of me. With you in 2018. Take more of me with you. I just got to say it, children. Do not let technology take my place. At my table today, no phone. We got to be able to cut that doggone phone off and have real life and real rapport, a real communion with one another. I'm going to say something to you. This is going to jerk your life into a socket. The iPhone has took the Holy Spirit place. Come on, Dad. The Holy Spirit is talking, but you're listening more at the iPhone. I'm going to give you a word now. Instrument. Keep that thing as an instrument. Do not let it be installed in you. I got to get you ready for 2018. Come on. Hold your phones up. Everybody got one. This is not an insulting question. But what is more important to you, that phone or Jesus? Jesus. Well, act like it then. That's right. How much time you spend with that phone? And you see what, girls, what I'm doing, I'm not preaching against. All my job is to get you to keep Jesus precious and in his place, and I don't have to worry about you. I know you're going to win. When that girl brand was acting up, iPhone, couldn't do a damn thing. I want you to use it because it's convenient to you, but do not let it take your life over. When you're sitting with your mom and your dad, or when you're sitting with some precious people, put that doggone thing up and listen. All that texting, get a text. I got this a text right here. Don't let texting be more important than the text. You understand what I'm trying to show you? All right, I gotta rush up. Let me get it. Amen. My control not my shot. Verse 7, unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. I'm with him. Mm-hmm. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word. What? Stumble at the word, being disobedient. Where unto also they were appointed. All right, now listen, children. Look at this next verse. This is the verse that's going to keep you in high places. You want to read it with me?
Yes, sir.
Let's go. But ye are
chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him with
all our hearts. Now you're not going to be able to show the praise if you don't recognize who you are and don't walk in your status. I mean, you say, I'm a church member, yeah. And verse 5, you know, chapter 6, verse 5. No. There got to be life coming out of you. Light coming out of you. And you got to be in a situation with another person. Another person is just going out of their mind. You tap them on the shoulder and say, this thing going to work out all right. Well, how many things you say you are there? You are chosen what? All right. So if you don't recognize those four, you're not going to be able to do the latter part of this verse. Revelation chapter 1, verse 16, I'm going to give you some pointers to take in the new year with you. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. I see some of y'all don't even look down when I say that. Y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all waiting on that boat. I ought to turn it on. Bring your Bible to church. I want all my members to bring your Bibles to church in 2018. Amen. Go buy you a Bible. Amen. Fall in love with it. Write your name in it. Get you a Bible. And then it's wonderful when I call a text out, you got to go through and find it. Right. You know, if you get your index Bible, you got the index Bible tell you where Revelation is. It need not tell you where Revelation is, though. Revelation. You can't find Revelation. I really got some building to do here. and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. That means nobody, listen to me, oh my goodness, that means nobody and nothing going to take me over. I don't care how rotten the system get. I don't care what come on the news. I know a secret. This year, you will wear the mantle of the royal priesthood. The deposit made in you is one thing. The discovery of how this mantle works is another thing. The impartation of one who is developed in the mantle of his royal priesthood is even another thing. Listen now, being connected, directed, corrected, and protected to your leader's mantle will release it into a new level by tapping into a mantle of vision. I'm going to read that to you again now because you're going to have to listen now because this is not a regular church. I'm preparing you to be successful no matter what happened. Being connected, and you really find out if you're connected, if you can be directed. And you further find out if you can be corrected. And that's the only way you can be protected. But listen to it. Let me give it to you again. Being connected, directed, corrected, and protected to your leader's mantle will release into you a new level by, look at Leroy, by tapping into a mantle of vision.
Yes, sir.
Mantle of vision. The Holy Ghost told me, I said, what are you talking about? He said, a man, a woman in Christ will never be who they should be until they tap into a vision.
Yes, sir.
And then he says, there's a mantle of vision. I never heard that before. I've read, no, there's a mantle in a vision that make you different. Back to that girl with the brand deal. She knew. She was tapped into a mantle. A vision. That's why she's still alive here today. I look at three or four, five other person, and no, we don't tell you everything. But they're alive today. They're in a vision. And they respect it. And they're alive today. If you don't fully qualify, or if you're not ready to be fully surrendered to the Holy Spirit, he will work on you the whole year. The mantle will never take second place. Now, is a year that you are called to live in your sonship and in your royal priesthood properly. The days of just being a church member is over. You have to know that you are king. You have authority. You have dominion. And you have to know you're a royal priest. In other words, you live in a royal priesthood. You know how to get to the throne of God and get a divine answer for every situation. This will cause you, look at Romans 8:37. to abide in the more than a conqueror realm. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho. This new year, we're going in. I want to teach you by the grace of God how to abide in the more than a conqueror realm. Look at Romans 8:37. This kingship and this royal priesthood will cause you to live in a certain realm. And you can read the context of this, but he said, nay, in all these things. I mean, no matter what come up, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. I know that. I know that. Nothing gonna separate me from the love of God. I know that, see? And when you're going through it, when you got by Sunday, they'll show, when you know that, you're a powerful being. I'm not a religious addict. I'm a man or I'm a woman of revelation. I'm addicted to the truth. That's why I'm free. Are you listening? Y'all watching? It's white service. Dominion, destiny, authority. Cannot function without knowing this. If you do this, each month of the year will answer to a divine command. Amen. January, February, March, they're all going to be answering. This year, going to be answering to a divine command. Something supernatural, something good has to happen to you every month. I hear the word, it's getting better and better on purpose. Not just God making it happen, but my partnership and obedience to God is making it happen. I will not be frail or fail this year. Do this each month of the year, we'll answer to a divine command. I'm writing what the Lord had showed me. See yourself as the kingdom commander. With covenant right to live the raw life. You remember what Ephesians 2:10 says in the Amplified Bible? Help them here, because Ephesians 2:10, Amplified Bible. I'm designed to live the good life.
Yes, sir.
Tell somebody that. And if you're not designed to live the good life, just tell them, get out of my face. That's all. I ain't gonna read it. You got it. All right. Let me give you these 4 or 5 points, and I'm gonna let you go in the next segment of the service. Go in the mass truth. All right. Get ready to write. I want you to write some things now. Recognize by revelation that you are designed and must not live a regular life. Turn to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. Glory to God. I can't hear you.
Glory to God.
Let's get the spirit stirred up in here. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I said, praise His holy name. I said, praise His holy name. I'm going to have the best year I ever had in my life. Praise His holy name. I'm a king and a priest. Praise His holy name. I can't hear you. I release my kingship. I release my priesthood. That's a wrap. I'm a king and I'm a priest. In Isaiah 43, verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. It's not about a new year. It's about me qualified to do a new thing. In other words, the year won't determine how I'm going to come out. I determine how the year going to come out. Wave your hand at me if you're hearing me. The more you participate, the quicker I'll close. Behold, I will do a new thing now. It shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Don't tell me how I'm going to come out. The Lord already made a way for me. No news meter going to determine how I come out. The beasts of the field shall honor me. The dragon and the owl. Because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give. You ready to shout?
Yes.
Huh? You know what that's saying? I can't run out. I don't care if the job go bad. I don't care if the business go bad. I don't care if the whole world system go bad. Because of my connection, I can't run out. God is my supplier. Jesus is my Messiah. I can't run out. I'm going to jump off, children, a minute. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is going to be so powerful. I want you to prophesy to a person next to you and tell them you're going to make it. Now you watch. Yeah, you're going to make it. Now you watch some of the things that are going to try to come up in 2018. That word is going to come right down in you. You see that? That word gonna come right down in you. You see, it may not mean a whole lot to you now, but the Holy Ghost said, no, tell them, tell each other, prophesy. You're gonna make it. When something's trying to shake your world up in January, February or March, it does not matter. You gonna hear the word? You're going to make it. Tell somebody else. Now, my children, we're not talking about barely getting by and make it. No. We're talking about prime time making it. We're not talking about barely getting by the scale. We're talking about something miraculous, something supernatural, something above normal standard, causing you to make it. It seemed like there's a wind blowing behind your back, pushing you. You're going to make it. Seem like rivers of water are flowing and everybody else say it dry. But you hear, you're going to make it. This is the type of year you want to go in. This is what you want to hear from God. Sure, you're going to have things that try to rattle you. But hear what God's saying to you. You'll have to live in your kingship, not religion. And you got to live as a royal priest. Nobody else can contact God. You have to know. Get back. Let me talk. He know me. That ain't being arrogant. That's not being arrogant. That's your divine birthright. I can contact it. He know me. I know him. Oh, you're going to have some kind of year. I better close here somewhere. I have a lot of other notes. You want me to show you something? You really gonna cut him about to show you something? Look in verse 21. Look at verse 21. How dare you look at it? They shall show forth what? The best praise come out of an attack. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. She said, she's still praising God. She don't know what she's going through. No, she don't know. She know what she's going to. All right, quick, write this, quick. I got 19 minutes on the clock. Then that's 12, that'd be, what is it, 12? When it get to 12 o'clock, it'd be 12 in the daytime. Would it be 12? 12 p.m. 12 p.m. Y'all remember. I remember I always tell this, I'm preaching, man, I'm at a guy's church, I'm preaching. And I'm just getting started. And at 12 o'clock, this man jumped up and told the people, said, I just got my first point out. And I was a little younger than you. And I said, man, what is he doing? But it was a tradition. The new year comes, shut everything down, Jesus and everybody. You know what it was? Huh? Based on tradition. Right. See, y'all don't want to go with me. See, y'all. You could be at home with your family this afternoon, sitting by a fireplace somewhere, and the new year will come in just as good. I know you have. Then in the New Year day, you're all drunk. Huh? What'd you say? Been up since 3 o'clock to 3 o'clock, you know. Huh? Sitting at the table, just slouch, you know. You're precious in the eyesight of God. Don't forget that. I'm going to close there. I got 7 or 8 more notes, but it don't seem like for me to preach it. You're precious in the eyesight of God. Don't forget that. Don't let mistakes matter more than grace. Go to him and ask him to help you. Yes, I'm so glad he helped me. Yes, sir. Ooh. Yes, sir. If I tell you how many things God have helped me out of, you might quit the church. But he helped me. Yes, set my feet on a solid rock. Yes, I've been running ever since. How many of y'all he's helped? Yes, how many of y'all know the Lord can get you out of anything? How many of y'all know God is a good God? Yes. If you call on him, yes, he'll answer you every time. Yes. He said, call on me, yes, and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things, yes, that you do not know. Yes. Have you ever called on him?
Yes.
When you couldn't call on nobody else. Let me preach a little bit.
Yes.
Have you ever called on him?
Yes.
When it looked like you wasn't going to make it.
Yes.
But grace came under your feet. Mercy came under your feet and you had a foundation to stand on. All natural things saying that you're not going to make it, but it seemed like you got a heavenly foundation. You seem you got somebody who forgives you, somebody who loves you, somebody who's looking out for you, somebody can do something about it, somebody not just saying something, but somebody that making what he say come to pass. If you only trust him, in 2018, I promise you, in 2019, we'll be standing here praising him again. Our God is a good God. Somebody turn around in here. Turn around in here. Our God is a, wave your hand. Our God is a good God. He brought me when I couldn't bring myself. I've been sick. But now I'm well.
Yeah.
I've been broke.
Yeah.
But now I'm rich.
Yeah.
I've been unhappy.
Yeah.
But now I'm happy. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't you worry about 2018. God got your back. Don't you worry about how you're going to make it. He'll make a way out of no way. Oh, I love his name. He heard my cry. And he heard my groan. Every now and then, son, you got to preach a little bit. Jesus was a teacher and a preacher. You can't just talk all this stuff. You got to preach sometimes. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I heard Paul say it in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. Wave your hand at me. For them that love God. Keep loving God. All I tell you, keep loving God. He who keep loving God cannot fail. If you keep your love on God. Because I heard in 1 Corinthians 13, said love never faileth. And then Romans 5:5 says, and hope make not ashamed, because the love of God been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. I know I'm going to make it. I got a good God. Somebody shout, I'm serving the good God. I'm blessed in the city. and I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed coming out. I'm serving a good God. Oh, I got grace on my hand. I got mercy. Sometime I'm walking through dark places. But yeah, no, I walk through the valley and the shadow of darkness. You hear me, Henry? We'll feel no evil. That 2018 can't bring no evil against you. Grace is bigger than that. The love of God is greater than that. The mercy of God is greater than that. You hear me? The love of God is greater than that. You're going to come out all right. Somebody shout. Somebody dance around a little bit. Somebody dance around a little bit. Dance around a little bit. Know you got the victory already. They're gonna sing a little bit for you. Know you got the victory.